In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. I'm recording a few extra notes on some of the verses to give a bit more background than we can cover in the sermons. We've reached 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. It reads, "If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth." John here has already begun or introduced the topic of light and darkness, and he continues to explain the significance of it here in verse 6. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. He introduces the theme also of lying and truth, which is another thread through 1 John. The first word of verse 6 is if. This introduces the first error propounded by the false teachers that we will look at for more as we go through 1 John. The false teachers are claiming something. They are claiming to have fellowship with Jesus, and yet John says, but then no, they're walking in the darkness. They're lying. They're not living by the truth. This is because they are downplaying the significance of sin and claiming that Jesus wasn't really God in the flesh. The first error, if we claim to have fellowship. Ifs are quite important in 1 John. You have another if in verse 7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar. And chapter 2, verse 1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. The error John is denouncing seems to be that of refusing to accept the light God has given in the revelation made through the prophets, the apostles, and others, preferring the darkness of one's own way. This is a very relevant idea even for our day, when people want to reshape Christianity to fit their preferences, to fit their own way of life, to fit their own preferred morality. And what John would say to us now, as he said to them 2,000 years ago, is that no, we must not walk in our own way, which is darkness, but live according to the truth. If we claim to be a Christian, if we claim to have a relationship with God, then we must go God's way. In 1 John, we see an emphasis on this concept of making sure that our walk matches our talk. In John chapter 3, verse 20, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear his deeds will be exposed, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly. What he has been done through God. Living by the truth, not just intellectually believing it. John 11 and verse 9, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. If it is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light." We need Jesus' light. In John 12, verse 35, Jesus told them, "You're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light." In other words, his light, before the darkness overtakes you. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. So John is saying, don't just be fooled. Don't be fooled by the idea of just believing in something. Your life must back it up. Let's not only claim to have fellowship with Jesus, but let's walk like Jesus, as he talks about later in this passage. We'll go on to verse 7. Tomorrow, in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.